Chapter 4. From Hong Kong to Japan. Later that evening, Passepartout opened his eyes and looked around him. He was in the cafe in Hong Kong, but where was Fix? He couldn't see the detective anywhere.
Mr. Fogg's a good man. He's kind and generous to people,
thought Passepartout.
That Scotland Yard detective, Mr. Fix, is wrong. My master isn't the gentleman thief, but wait a minute. What's the time?
He looked at his watch worriedly.
Oh no, it's late. The Carnatic's leaving tonight. I must run,
he cried. He hurried out of the cafe and went to the harbor. The passengers were getting on the Carnatic, and Passepartout went onto the ship at once. Soon after that, the ship left. But Fogg and Mrs. Oda weren't on it. With nobody to bring them the news of the change in the Carnatic's departure time, they were happily having dinner together at their hotel. Mr. Fogg was a little surprised when his servant didn't return to the hotel that evening. But because he thought that the Carnatic wasn't leaving until the next morning, he wasn't very worried. The next morning, on November 7th, when Passepartout wasn't back at the hotel, Fogg began to feel more worried. But he didn't show it. He went and got their small traveling case, and then he and Mrs. Oda took a carriage down to the harbor. They wanted to get on the Carnatic, but it wasn't there.
Where's our ship?
Cried Fogg. Fix was waiting by the ticket office, and he went and spoke to Fogg.
The Carnatic left for Japan last night,
he said.
And the next ship to Yokohama leaves next week.
How do you know all this?
Asked Fogg.
I wanted to travel to Japan on the Carnatic,
said Fix.
I came here earlier this morning to get on the ship, and I was very angry when I heard the news.
Where is Passepartout?
Mrs. Oda asked Fogg.
What's happened to him?
I don't know,
Fogg answered.
It's all very unusual. He's a good servant, so something strange has happened to him. He'll come back to me, I know, but we can't wait for him here. I'll leave some money for him at our hotel. With that, he can travel back to London without us. You and I must leave Hong Kong today, Mrs. Oda. There are more ships in the harbor. We must take one of those.
Fogg spoke to the captains of many ships that morning. He asked all of them,
Can you take me to Japan?
But they all said, No. Finally, Fogg spoke to the captain of a small boat, the Tankadiri. His name was John Bunsby.
Can you take us to Yokohama?
Asked Fogg.
In my little boat?
Laughed Bunsby.
No, sir. There are lots of storms at sea between here and Japan in November.
I'll pay you £100 a day for every day of our journey. And I'll give you £200 more if we arrive in Yokohama by the 14th. That's when our ship to America leaves. Do you want the job?
No, sir. It's too dangerous. But I can take you to Shanghai for that money. And you can get on your ship to America there. It starts from Shanghai, and then it goes to Yokohama on the way to America. The ship leaves Shanghai on 11th of November at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Good. Then take us to Shanghai. How soon can we
this
leave?
This afternoon,
answered Bunsby. Fix was standing behind them, and he heard all this.
Can I go with you to Shanghai?
He asked Fogg.
Of course,
Fogg answered. Fix went to the post office at once and quickly sent a telegram to Scotland Yard.
Telegram. Gentleman thief leaving for Yokohama. Send papers for me to arrest him there.
That afternoon, Fogg, Mrs. Oda, and Fix got on the Tankadiri and the little boat left for Shanghai. They traveled through bad storms. Sometimes the weather behind them was windy, and this helped them. Sometimes it was windy in front of them, and they went more slowly. At last, they arrived in the sea near Shanghai on November 11th at 7 o'clock. They were too late. The big American ship, the General Grant, was coming out of the harbor in front of them.
Oh, no!
Cried Bunsby.
Signal to them!
Said Fogg. So Bunsby signaled to the General Grant. The ship stopped, and Fogg, Mrs. Oda, and Fix got on. On November 13th, Passepartout arrived in Yokohama with no money. So he left the Carnatic and looked for work. Batulkar's circus was in Japan, and the owner, Mr. Batulkar, was looking for acrobats. Passepartout was an athlete when he was younger, so he took the job. The circus was leaving for America the next day.
Good, I can go to America with them,
thought Passepartout. Fogg, Mrs. Oda, and Fix were on the General Grant, and on November 14th, they arrived in Yokohama. There, Fogg and Mrs. Oda went on to the Carnatic. They found Passepartout's name in the Book of Passengers' Names, but they couldn't find Passepartout anywhere.
Where is he?
Asked Mrs. Oda.
I'm very worried about him.
I don't know, but we must leave for America on the General Grant at 6 o'clock.
Fogg said. Fogg had some free time that afternoon, so he went to see Mr. Batulkar's circus. Passepartout saw his old master in the audience there.
Mr. Fogg,
he shouted. Passepartout was in the show as one of the acrobats. Lots of acrobats were standing on him, but as soon as he saw Fogg, he ran to him. All the acrobats fell down onto the floor and were hurt. Mr. Batulkar was very angry about this.
You've damaged my show and my good name,
he cried.
Somebody must pay for that.
Fogg was very happy to see his old servant again. He wanted to take Passepartout with him to America. But first, he had to pay Mr. Batulkar for all the hurt acrobats and for damaging his good name and his circus show. That evening, Fogg, Passepartout, and Mrs. Oda went on to the General Grant. They didn't see Fix when he followed them smiling onto the ship. In his hand, the detective at last had the papers from Scotland Yard saying that he could arrest Phileas Fogg.